Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Godfather of Soul, James Brown, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Can't do without little James. Got to have little James every once in a while. Get your blood going. Get your juices revved up. Marcia Egan is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and go back and find the things that Marcia has deposited with us over her tenure as a member of our Brain Trust. You can find her. You can find all of her stuff there that she's deposited with us on our website as well, and all the other things that are there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and also take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question and want to know what you think. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marcia is the author of Inbox Detox. And Marcia, tell us what you do for folks.
Well, I go into companies and organizations, and I actually help them reclaim about an hour per person per day.
Wow.
And So
you're a productivity coach.
I am a workplace productivity coach, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm also an executive coach. I do a lot of leadership consulting and coaching as well.
Mm-hmm. And they can find out more about you at what website?
InboxDetox.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And that's where you can find her book, too, of the same name. Marcia, email, you know, the more we have all these other ways of communicating with people, it seems like email becomes even more valuable. I know. Recently, I started a group, a Yahoo group, for the family on something we're working on, and I had a couple of people who were reluctant. I'll never go to that website. I don't want to know. I said, do you have email? Yeah. Well, whenever we post something on the group, it'll send you an email. Oh, okay, that's fine. So you know, even though we've got all these newfangled ways of connecting online, email still serves as the workhorse to communicate with people.
It sure does.
And whenever somebody wants to friend me on Facebook or something like that, Facebook sends me an email. How about that?
Well, that's exactly right. And that can flood your inbox too.
Yeah. But it's handy. It's just another way that email continues to be handy. But you know, there's another thing though. We've got the problem with all these new ways of connecting, Marcia, seems to me is that we've got all these new ways of communicating. Some people prefer text. Some people prefer instant messaging. Some people prefer, you know, just doing it on Twitter or just doing it on Facebook. And, you know, and so sometimes when you're in business, when you're used to email, it's a little hard to know what other people want to use, isn't it?
It really is. And I'll tell you what, this takes us back to the old thing that just seems to work, and that is ask people how they want to be communicated with.
Wow.
That's
right.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, especially when you're talking about business, Jim, email is the default. I mean, just about everybody has email for their business. There may be, it's interesting, I'm working on something with someone right now, and he keeps thinking that texting my cell phone is the best way to get a hold of me.
Hmm.
Well, I'm not one of those people who has a cell phone on her hip all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've missed a couple of his messages. And it's interesting because if he would send me an email or call my office line, I have it set up that I get a notification on my smartphone that he called.
Yeah.
But the texting was the worst way to get a hold of
mm-hmm.
me. But he assumed, because that was the way he liked to be communicated with, that I did.
Right.
And all you have to do is ask.
Well, but the first thing is just don't be presumptuous.
Exactly.
And
that's exactly
well,
right.
There's another thing I want to stick in here, Marcia. Young folks use these platforms differently than guys like me with a lot of gray hair. But but if they're seeking a job with my gray-haired company, they need to realize, they need to think about how I want to communicate. And I'll give you an example. We wanted to reach a young person to talk to interview them. And I had all their contact information. And so we sent them an email. We didn't hear anything. We even called their phone number and left a voicemail. We didn't hear anything after for 2 or 3 or 4 days. So I said, okay, let's see if they're on Facebook. Ha, 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 right? So we went to Facebook, sent it, dropped them a message on Facebook. We got a response back in like minutes. My point to the young people is, folks, if I have the job and you want it, you need to find out how I'm likely to connect with you. What do you think, Marcia?
Well, that's exactly right. And the tools are different, but that what you're talking about has really never changed. When new people come into a company, they can't just infuse their way of doing business or their culture in the company. They need to kind of get how the company works.
These young folks are having a little trouble getting that right now, though, don't you think?
Some of them are, because it's the way they communicate. And I'll tell you, I have seen emails from people who text a lot, and they use the text lingo.
Right.
And that is career-limiting, Jim.
Yep. That's
because
mm-hmm.
other people draw conclusions about these people.
It doesn't sound serious, does it?
No, it sounds like they're not in touch.
Well, see, you know what I do? I use email. I use regular English when I text. I don't use the shortcut things. I don't. You know why? I don't know how. I don't speak that language, Marcia. You won't be surprised. Hey, Marcia, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time.
It's inboxdetox.com, and that's LOL, laughing out loud.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, see you later, BFF.
Marcia, sounds good.
See, I know a couple of these things, folks. I'm not completely out of it. 29 after Marcia Egan's had a great visit with her just now. We're going to move on. We're going to do some other things right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.